police, previously deported migrant stabbed teen girl at Indiana baseball game. By Warner Todd Houston on September 3, 2024. A once-deported Honduran national has been arrested and charged for the unprovoked stabbing of a teenage girl at a Lowell, Indiana, baseball game. Police say that Dimas Gabriel Yanez, 26, an illegal alien from Honduras, stabbed a 14-year-old girl and also tried to attack the girl's mother when she tried to come to her daughter's defense, WBBM-TV Chicago reported. Yanez fled the scene of the attack on Saturday and, following an intense manhunt, was taken into custody the following day. Police said he had cut his hair to try and alter his appearance, the Lake County Sheriff's Department reported on Sunday via Facebook. Officers chased him down after finding him hiding in a cornfield in the southern part of the county. It's believed he was in the process of cutting his hair to change his appearance just before he was arrested, Lake County Sheriff Oscar Martinez Jr. wrote in the Facebook post. On Tuesday, the department posted a follow-up message showing Yanez with his hair crudely hacked off. The department added, investigators have learned Yanez had been deported to Honduras in 2018 and may have been engaged in criminal activity across the United States since returning to the country illegally. The Facebook post did not provide any further information on charges Yanez previously faced. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security has been notified of his arrest, the department added in its post. The teen Yanez allegedly assaulted was treated and released from a local hospital on Saturday. In May, Indiana Attorney General Todd Rokita took aim at the few sanctuary cities still in Indiana and warned city leaders to immediately rescind any such policies sanctioned by city statutes or practices. The flood of illegal immigrants entering the United States is a problem that harms all of us, Rokita wrote in a press release. The ones paying the price for this lawlessness are Hoosier taxpayers, who must bear increased costs for health care, education, and other services used by illegal immigrants. We welcome want-to-be patriots to the United States who will add value to our country and want to live their lives under the values this country was founded upon, Rokita added. The first way they can show that is by following our laws. Those who do not follow our laws by entering our country illegally should not be allowed to stay. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.